Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 6, 2013, and today we are discussing Syria, that ancient land, and what the world's greatest superpower will do with regard to Syria. It seems to me that the United States is caught on the horns of a dilemma with regard to Syria. What will it do? This nation trying to lighten its load so obviously with its pivot to Asia, trying to retreat from its involvement in the Middle East, now being urged, and many people would say being forced, to some involvement in Syria. What do we do there? President Obama has allowed a deliberate public debate among his officials, at least it seems deliberate to me. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, urged caution. They say stay away from Syria. At the same time, Secretary of State John Kerry, supported by members of Congress such as Senator John McCain and others, say no, let's go into Syria, let's give them lethal aid, and let's establish a no-fly zone. We will talk about that in a few minutes. President Obama, under pressure from Congress, sent 200 troops to northern Jordan to provide what he calls support in case involvement in Syria became necessary. Congress, trying to rub his nose in his former denials, he made a statement that said, well, they asked him, what would a red line be? What would you say would be a red line event that would trigger U.S. involvement? And he said, well, if Assad used chemical weapons against his own people, that would be a red line event. Well, Congress digs up an incident where they said that Mr. Assad did use chemical weapons against his own people. In fact, he used sarin gas, a nerve agent, against his own people, they told the president. Still, the president did nothing, even after describing that as a red line event. But wait a minute. Carla Del Ponte, UN Independent Commission of Inquiry on Syria, said her investigation reveals that it was the rebels who used sarin gas, not Mr. Assad. So, go figure. Apparently, his reluctance was well advised. At the same time, Mr. Obama was making the statement about sarin gas being a red line, or chemical weapons being a red line, Mr. Obama's advisors were publicly saying, wait a minute, how can we attack another country unless it's in self-defense or unless we have a Security Council resolution? So Congress saying do it's not enough, but the Security Council saying do it could quite possibly be enough. Then President Obama holds a news conference in Costa Rica, where he was speaking a couple of days ago, and he said boots on the ground, our boots on the ground, in Syria would not be in the best interest of the United States or in the best interest of Syria. Well, all this back and forth, a red line would be this, then you don't do anything. It all causes the president to appear weak, to lose credibility. Nations watch this, international leaders watch this. What the president says matters. People pay attention to what the president said. For example, several months ago, we did a podcast on this, but in reference to Iran, President Obama said, quote, I don't bluff, but apparently he does bluff. He bluffs quite often, as a matter of fact. Well, Israel said that Mr. Obama's red line was not their red line, and they have repeatedly attacked into Syria with air power, attacking actually into the capital of Syria itself in Damascus in several air attacks, and reportedly they have troops advancing into southern Lebanon. The Syrians say 42 Syrian soldiers were killed in these attacks. Israel says, no, we were just attacking missiles and other weapons shipped into that area by Iran. Iran says, no, that's not the case. But the Syrians say we will retaliate against Israel in our own time, and one more attack would provoke a declaration of war. Israel, in response, moves an Iron Dome anti-missile system into northern Italy. The Iron Dome system similar to the U.S. Patriot system, will stop incoming missiles, but not swarms and swarms of incoming missiles. They would simply swarm the Iron Dome's ability to respond if they were launched in great numbers. The Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt, Iran, others, the usual group, condemns the Israeli attacks. Now, at the same time, when Senator McCain and Secretary of State Kerry urge a no-fly zone over Syria, that is a very complicated military maneuver requiring large numbers of aircraft. It is an ongoing 24/7 commitment to keep fighter jets in the air over Syria, Syria being a very large country. It would also require anti-aircraft suppression and anti-radar suppression, so U.S. Combat forces would be involved in war in Syria in the event we tried to establish and enforce a no-fly zone over Syria. Right now, the USS Eisenhower is the only carrier battle group in the Persian Gulf area. There are none in the Mediterranean, and none seem to be on their way. So that would not be in the future for us, it seems to me. I'm guessing, but that's the way it seems. I suppose we could use Turkish and Israeli airspace to help establish this no-fly zone, but it would take more aircraft than can be mustered from the USS Eisenhower. That would be my opinion. We will see what happens. Well, let me ask you something, folks. Is the credibility of the president enough reason for the United States to go to war? I don't think so, but we'll see if President Obama thinks so. In the meantime, last Saturday, 2 days ago, 7 U.S. soldiers were killed in Afghanistan, 2 of them by friendly Afghan forces. This comes after news that the U.S. puppet president, Hamid Karzai, admitted publicly that he routinely receives millions of dollars in bags of cash, from the CIA for him to distribute to the warlords in Afghanistan, I suppose, after raking off some for himself. This is how we conduct business around the world. We do not have enough money to allow school children to tour the White House, but we have enough to provide millions, tens of millions, in bags of cash to Hamid Karzai. What a country we have allowed to happen. What should we do, folks? Well, I would suggest it's a good time for us to mind our own business. But that's just me. That's the way I see it, though. Monday, May 6, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.